Hilliard Lyons is proud to become a part of Baird, a trusted financial services firm that shares our commitment to the community. I'm Jeff Main, branch manager with Hilliard Lyons. You can learn more about Baird and our new partnership at HilliardToBaird.com.
Every Thursday, we check in on the west side of town, Keith, and today it is...
We have the chancellor of Ivy Tech in Bloomington, Jenny Vaughn.
Jenny, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you two?
Well, we're okay with rainy days. If they happen once every 2 months, we can handle that. That's about
exactly.
Our quota.
Well, we needed the rain. Yep, definitely.
We will keep those, keep all the dust and everything else from blowing around. We'll be fine. And it's stinks for perhaps the MCCSC folks, which I am one of, because, well, today was the first day of fall break. So outdoor activities perhaps curtailed a little bit, but we're tough. We can handle it. We can get through it. Come on.
Absolutely. At least students and teachers at the corporation can, and families, just get away from Zoom and all those good things. I know lots of students are back in the classroom, but some are still doing some e-learning. So hopefully everybody has a little bit of time to just do something different.
A big, deep breath. Enjoy it, relax, and like we mentioned, sunshine tomorrow and Saturday, which is great as well. What's happening out at campus there, Chancellor?
A whole lot of things going on. So actually, we're enrolling right now for our second eight-week term that starts on October 26th, so a little over a week from now. But we are still enrolling students second eight-week term, and you can call us. You can actually physically even come out to campus to get enrolled, and we've got the team that will help you figure out what classes you might want to take, what degree program you might want to be in. If you're an IU student and you need to add an extra course to finish a little earlier, you're welcome to come as a guest to our campus. And we've got staff, like I said, to help with financial aid and all of the things that you need to be prepared on the first day of classes. So come on out. We've got online classes. We've got a few in-person classes and all that good stuff. So second eight-week term starts October 26th.
Jenny, the people who listen to this program heard one of your faculty types, Pam Thompson, talk here more than once, and she retired at the end of what would be at the end of the season, the end of the school year?
At the end of August. She retired at the end of August.
But you have an announcement.
We do. Thank you. I think I've mentioned on the call many times, Pam had given us her notice of retirement. She'd been with the college over 30 years. She was on the show just talking about her experiences, and she'd given us her notice early in 2020 saying that, hey, I'm going to be gone after commencement. And then everyone knows COVID happened, and so Pam elected to stay just a little bit longer to help us get through all the COVID-related things within not just the School of Nursing, but the entire campus. And I was so grateful that she did that. But she did end up retiring in August, and we're looking for a good time to celebrate her in person, hopefully soon. But I do want to announce that we have a new dean for the School of Nursing, and that is Mantra Reinhardt. And Mantra, actually when Pam left in August, Mantra was our interim dean, and we went through the interview process and all that good stuff for our new candidate for the program, and it really just made sense that Mantra take the lead. Mantra has been with us, been with the college since 2004. I think she started as an adjunct faculty member and then a full-time faculty member. She's worked as an RN for over 17 years prior to her time at Ivy Tech, and she's led the nursing program as previously as an associate professor and department chair for nursing. So she did a great job in the interim period. She really was right alongside Pam all summer along as we were trying to figure out what was going on with COVID and how our nursing students could continue in the program. And she's just been amazing. So I am just super, super thrilled to have Mantra in this new leadership role. And I know she's going to do really great things moving forward. So Mantra Reinhardt is our new dean for the School of Nursing.
Well, congratulations, Mantra. And Jenny, you explained her credentials there. How did you as a college pick her? Is it a committee that gets together? Do you go through applications? Give us a little inside information on how that sausage is made.
Sure. So all positions are posted. We have an Ivy Tech system that they are posted. We actually put a pretty wide net out because we really wanted to see what kind of candidates we would get, and you know, from out of state and all throughout the state of Indiana. And so we did that, and that posting was actually up for quite a while because when Pam originally gave us her retirement, we had put the posting up, and then we closed it and reopened it. And then what we do is we have a committee review applicants or the applications, and that committee includes lots of different people on our campus, but also some people from our systems office, you know, to give us some of their input and things like that, and the person that we're hiring. And really, it came evident pretty quickly through the first round that Mantra would be our chosen person. She's just incredible, really knows our program very well, and understands our student body and the makeup of the School of Nursing. So we went through a couple rounds and then made the decision and offered the position to Mantra, and she quickly accepted, and we're really happy that she did.
We're speaking with Jenny Vaughn, the chancellor of Ivy Tech here in Bloomington. And Jenny, just so that there's no confusion, because we've got some students who are parents of kids in the MCCSC, today and tomorrow, fall break for MCCSC, but next week, the entire week, is Ivy Tech. So there's some
time to work on your Halloween costume, your decorations.
That's right.
Put your feet up.
Go buy all your candy. So you're right, Keith. So all of next week is Ivy Tech's statewide fall break. And so that's, you know, we are open still, though, you know, so if there's people that want to enroll and get their financial aid taken care of for that October 26th start, you can come in, you can call, you can email us, but the faculty will all be on break and there will be no classes held, so all the students will have a little bit of a break. And we decided to do this as a college not too long ago to have a full fall break, so that students and faculty could really have a little bit of downtime in between those 8-week sessions. So we even have our full 16-week courses, obviously, but they also get a break. Everybody gets a break, but that's why we added this fall break, was because of our move to really offering a lot of 8-week classes. So it's going to be great for the faculty and the students, but some of us administrators and staff will still be here. So, yeah, it's great.
Jenny, when you were talking about the new dean of the School of Nursing and Mantra Reinhardt, one of the things I kept thinking, I keep driving by on the bypass, that hospital's coming along pretty fast out there. Yes. Are there conversations already going on between Ivy Tech and the hospital, or what kinds of changes can people expect about all of that?
Well, we have used the Bloomington Hospital, IU Health Hospital, as a clinical site for a lot of our programs in health sciences and of course, nursing. You know, and what we always share with everybody in the community is our students who are in the nursing program, and pretty much all of our programs, live in our community and then work in our community. So I don't expect anything to really change with our relationship with IU Health and the clinical sites setting at all. We've had conversations about this since the very beginning. You know, and we share the space with IU Bloomington nursing students. And so we have a great deal that we work together to ensure that they have enough space and we have enough space. And that we also have space for some of our other health science programs. But also our nursing students don't just use the IU Health Bloomington site as a clinical location. We use clinical locations all over our service area. So it gives students the opportunity in these clinical settings to have unique and different opportunities and learn new ways or different ways each of the different hospitals work. So we have a great working relationship with IU Health Bloomington, and look forward to that continuing for many, 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 many years.
Now, Jenny, when they have a big footprint, large building out there on the bypass, are they going to need more nurses, techs, everything else, are you envisioning your program going to expand to perhaps fill some of those positions, or is it too early to tell because we're just not moved over there and open yet?
Yeah, I do believe that it's just a little early, too early to tell. You know, I know that we will be starting those conversations very soon because, you know, next fall they should be open and we should be in there.
So right around the corner.
I'm hoping that it does increase that, so we'll soon know here pretty soon. Yeah.
Jenny, before we let you go, academic affairs, and I was looking at the rundown about things that are happening, and I came across something called Weld, W-E-L-D. Now, I know you have a welding program, but this is all capital
letter
Weld.
It's Tuesday Weld, Keith. Tuesday Weld.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's Weld. Right. They're just, they wanted me to just mention that, you know, despite COVID setbacks and changes in some of the ways we're delivering classes, our welding program is very strong. Our enrollments are great. And actually, we have a couple of seats available because we, you know, that's probably one of the safest places you can be in an environment, classroom or educational environment, is in a welding lab with booths that are, you know, completely solid, and you're wearing all kinds of equipment anyway. And now with COVID, you're also wearing that mask under other things that you need to wear in that program. So we're just letting people know that it's a great program, and come on in because we've got a couple seats available.
Now, I noticed around almost everything on your list, the word virtual appears.
And it will.
Are you about virtualed out yet at Ivy Tech?
I have almost lost my voice. I'm coughing.
Happens
so
to me every day on
that.
The radio. Yeah. No, it's perfect.
I actually really am. I feel like I've got a little something, a little scratch there. I am totally 100% virtualed out. I have to admit it, and I think it's going to be a great thing that faculty and some staff too, and students will be able to take a few minutes to get away next week in our fall break and get away from all things virtual. But I think that's going to be our world for a little while.
So no Zooming for you next week?
I'm going to be here, and unfortunately, yes, but I'm going to try not to do as many as I normally do. And, okay. You know, it actually even picking up the phone or, you know, talking to people that way is so much better, too. So we're working on it.
Fire up some text messages, shoot a few emails. Take us back to the pioneer days, will you? How we used to do it before we Zoomed with everybody. So great information,
exactly.
As always, Jenny. Enjoy the week off next week. Well, if you want to start tomorrow, what the hell? You're in charge. Go ahead.
I'm doing it. You told me I can do it. I'm out.
I don't blame you. Start tomorrow with the sunshine and enjoy all of next week, and we'll get caught up with you on the 29th. We'll talk Halloween. We'll talk candy. We'll talk all the important things.
Hey, and don't forget the Ivy Tech football season is going to start now.
That's right. Well, after the fall break.
After the fall break.
You don't want to start on a holiday week. That'd be silly. We'll see you on TV. Great job, Jenny. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good weekend, everybody.